when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Furthermore, you will find, as I'm about to show you, history will show that the corrupt media have in fact attempted to cover for them that are committing the crimes of conspiracy by attempting to discredit them that are exposing the conspirators. Conspiracy theory is a term that originally was a neutral descriptor for any claim of civil, criminal, or political conspiracy. However, it has come almost exclusively to refer to any fringe theory which explains a historical or a current event as the result of a secret plot by conspirators of almost power and cunning. According to Webster's 1828, the definition of the word conspiracy, a combination of men for an evil purpose, an agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert, particularly a combination to commit treason or to excite sedition or insurrection. Furthermore, I want to show you that conspiracies are very scriptural. When you go to Jeremiah 11, verse 9, it says, "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." As a matter of fact, well-respected Bible commentator Matthew Henry said of conspiracies, in Jeremiah 11, 9 in particular, "A conspiracy is found among them by him whose eyes is upon the hidden works of darkness. There's a combination against God and religion, a dangerous design formed to overthrow God's government and bring in the pretenders, the counterfeit deities. This intimates that they were willful and deliberate in wickedness. They rebelled against God, and not through incogitancy, but presumptuously and with a high hand. That they were subtle and ingenious in wickedness, and carried on their plot against religion with a great deal of art and contrivance. That they were linked together in the design, and as is usual among conspirators, engaged to stand by one another in it and to live and die together. They were resolved to go through with it. A cursed conspiracy. Oh, that there were not like that in our day." What the conspiracy was, they designed to overthrow divine revelation and set that aside, to persuade people not to hear, not to heed the words of God. They did all that they could do to derogate from the authority of the scriptures and to lessen the value of them. They designed to draw people after other gods to serve them, to consult them as their oracles, and make court to them as their benefactors. What follows are some of these most shocking modern conspiracy theories that turned out true after thorough investigation by our society, some through congressional hearings and others through investigative journalism. Many of these, however, were just admitted to by those that were involved in the conspiracy itself. The Dreyfus Affair. In the late 1800s in France, Jewish artillery officer Alfred Dreyfus was wrongfully convicted of treason based on false government documents and sentenced to life in prison. The French government did attempt to cover this up, but Dreyfus was eventually pardoned after the affair was made public, an act that is credited to writer Emile Zola. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. The Mafia. This secret crime society was virtually unknown until the 1960s, when member Joe Valachi first revealed the society's secrets to law enforcement officials.
What does that mean in your terms? Does that mean that you were agreeing yourself to kill him?
Oh, yes, son.
What was known was that organized crime existed, but not that the extent of their control included working with the CIA, politicians, and the biggest businesses in the world. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. MK Ultra. In the 1950s to the 1970s, the CIA ran a mind control project aimed at finding a truth serum to use on communist spies. Test subjects were given LSD and other drugs, often without their consent. And some were tortured. At least one man, civilian biochemist Frank Olson, who was...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Rock
the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, it's been a crazy weekend, hasn't it? Yeah, it truly has been. And without fail, we have another crisis. And I mean, how many red flag events have taken place in the United States, friends, where all of a sudden a crisis comes just when it's needed? Am I suggesting that is in fact what took place on Saturday? No, you know what? I'll just tell you this. We're going to go ahead and question a lot of the narrative. Matter of fact, what I'm going to be showing you in just a couple minutes here is just this from Health Impact News. Things that don't add up and many questions still unanswered in Trump, the shooting that allegedly took place. Now, listen, I want you to understand something here, friends. The debate's bombed on both sides. All cameras on Trump and Biden. What's happening is the people are getting tired of the same old narrative. They got all eyes off the 1,000 other presidential candidates. And then all of a sudden, this took place. Why? Well, it's the same reason, folks. Will Smith allegedly smacked Chris Rock because their ratings were down. It's the same thing they did back in the 80s when the ratings are down. As a matter of fact, it's the same thing that the Queen Elizabeth used to do back in the 1800s. When she fell out with the people and being popular with the people, they would throw out in the newspapers that there was another attack on the Queen's life. And then all of a sudden, the people's support went up because that's the life that they're used to. Again, the American people need to think about what's going on here. Now, I do want to say this. It's interesting. After I posted that this morning, I want you to listen to what this lady had said, okay? Because it's important that you do. Because if you don't listen to it, I'll tell you what, and you don't learn from it, this is what you're going to get. This woman said, this article about a possible conspiracy over the entire events which occurred Saturday afternoon at the Trump rally is preposterous from the very get-go. Now, keep in mind, these are the people, the 94% of the people that don't believe the mainstream media. She's saying to question the narrative is preposterous. She said, why would even mine go there as a viable actual reality when consistently and constantly looking for the truth? It makes sense to the most of us. I believe that the very first question should never be, was this entire incident staged for the presidential candidate's benefit? But rather, why was that building on the outside perimeter of the rally not even secured? by the Secret Service. You do know that the Secret Service works for the Treasury Department, right? You do know that they are there not to just merely protect the said president's life. They're there to keep him in line and to put a check upon him, as well as allegedly protecting them as long as they're working for the global agenda. But what's interesting is what comes to my aid here is what Edmund Burke said this, and he was right when he said it. They get you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? So this is how I responded to this, because to be honest with you, I'm still a little taken back when I suspect that people should know better and then they don't. I responded with this to that. Maybe the mainstream media that you don't believe in is now somehow telling you the truth. I mean, the last thing any American should do is to question the same media that has been lying to them for decades. I said, are you kidding me? Now, I also want to tell you, friends, that at the end of the day, I can tell you this without any reserve at all, in any sense of the word. If you go on social media platforms today and you see how this has taken place right on cue and how it has, in fact, queued the people up to be there in support of Donald Trump, it's honestly a deception that the Lord has put the people under during judgment, because the way that the people respond to what's going on out there, again, keep in mind, they're the people that say they don't believe the media. I have never in all of my life seen so much hypocrisy ever in all of my life. One lady who knew that she was totally anti-vaccine, totally calling out Trump for who he was, namely the father of the vaccine. That's what Donald Trump called himself. But interestingly enough, when she said, I'm more MAGA now than I ever have been, I put right on cue. I said, you people are drinking the Kool-Aid all the way in, aren't you? And folks, again, it's stuff that you can't make up. I mean, it's the short-term memories of the sheep that keep the wolves in business. And there they go again. And that is the best way to say it. If you go back to Vladimir Lenin, what did he say? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it for ourselves. How many times did we hear George Bush say, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Folks, again, the ratings were falling apart, not just for Biden and Trump, but also for the mainstream media. And right on cue, the people respond right back to the television sets. All eyes on, right? Yeah. And again, so what I had to do is I had to take the time and say, and just think, friends, these people don't believe the mainstream media. It's amazing. It really is. You know, Isaiah 9:16 tells us this. This is exactly where we are as a people. Read Isaiah 1-9, where you'll find Isaiah 9:16. This is what it says. For the leaders of this people, our leader is Christ, but when you throw him off and you take on a man, you reap the curse. Jeremiah 17:5. But it says, for the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. They are destroyed. And folks, again, this is where we're at as a people, and I'm a part of it. I'm on the same boat. I'm not trying to get out of anything that's going on here, but I am telling the people, you should know better. I mean, after all, folks, the same mainstream media that's telling you this here. One of the things. Let me stop for a moment. One of the things that people should take note of, and I see it constantly, isn't it interesting how the networks, you know, like MSNBC is at war with Fox News. And ABC's at war with CBS. You know how that all works, right? It's just there to continuously fuel division between the American people. Mark 3:25, you know that political language that's been made to make lies sound truthful. Isn't it interesting, folks, though, when a crisis is created, isn't it interesting how the mainstream media, all of a sudden, they're all pushing it together and no one's in any sort of confliction one amongst another? They're all pushing the same agenda at the same time. Oh, my goodness. Anybody tired of the show? I am, too. Matter of fact, can we now hear from the 1,000 presidential contenders that are being censored by the government, the mainstream media, and big tech? If what I just said doesn't show you how they're corralling the people in, again, you're in a position right now where you can't be helped. How do you help a people that don't help themselves? Now, what I'm going to do when I come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to remind you that this same mainstream media that's now telling you what they're telling you concerning what took place over the weekend, I want to kind of just take you back just a little bit so you can understand as to who's telling you that today in the present. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right
back. Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to
protect yourself with gold and silver.
So called
that's going to fix the problem.
800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to be getting over to the same media that's been lied to for decades is now telling you the truth, right? Okay. Yeah, we're just going to stay open on this topic, friends, because the stuff that I'm seeing out there is absolutely hypocritical, and it stinks to high heaven. These people see no evil, and they hear no evil. Bad acting, folks, if you ask me, bad acting. Let's get to this. I wanted to highlight the fact that the same media that is now telling you in unification, folks, they're all unified now. They're all together now on this. Every time they push an agenda, they're completely unified. Outside of that, they're always conflicting with each other. Isn't that interesting? And they never question the next outlet's narrative. How could it be otherwise when it's all controlled by six corporations worldwide through the CIA-controlled media? The American version of the Gestapo. Well, folks, you can't make that up neither, but that is in fact what is happening. Matter of fact, they even claim that they're controlling 94% of the narrative. And one of the questions that you need to be asking yourself, friends, is why is the government, big tech, and the mainstream media censoring and suppressing free speech that exposes them for who they are? Just asking. Romans 3:20. Read it when you get a moment. Here, this is what I want you to think about. The same media that is telling you what's going on here as to what just took place at the Trump rally, I want you to consider that they are also the ones that, let's just go back 50, 60, 70 years now, they're also the ones that told you that Oswald killed Kennedy, documentation concerning that assassination was supposed to be released under Donald Trump. It never happened. P.S. 81% of the American people do not believe Oswald killed Kennedy. Also wanted to let you know that if you listen to Robert F. Kennedy, he claims that the agencies within the CIA and others, the FBI and the police force in Dallas were responsible for the assassination. Who would know better than him? What about Sirhan Sirhan? Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan, right? He completely denies it. The fact of the matter is, I understand that might be the case when a criminal commits a crime. He's going to deny the fact. But over and over, decade after decade, he has denied it. Matter of fact, if you talk to Robert Kennedy Jr., he will tell you that there was more shooters inside of that room. And amazingly, folks, even eyewitnesses were completely discounted discredited, or they were completely intimidated by the government to say something that they never said, and they were to agree to it. I mean, folks, these are the same people that would have you believe that James Earl Ray, after assassinating Martin Luther King Jr., took his gun and put it out in front of the hotel, and then he fled. As a matter of fact, James Earl Ray even came out and said he had nothing to do with it. He was bullied in by the FBI to basically claim that he was responsible for the assassination. Talk to the families of Martin Luther King Jr. They believe that he had nothing to do with it. Who hated Martin Luther King Jr. more than the FBI and the sodomite J. Edgar Hoover? Nobody did. Ask his friends the way that I did. I've got a video of hours of time that I spent with Roger Wilkins and Andrew Young, and Sam Kyle. They were the people that were standing there when he was assassinated. Okay, I'm going to post those on sonsoflibertymedia.com within the next couple of weeks. But this is the same media that wants you to believe that. This is the same media that wants you to believe the Muslims attacked New York, though just last week I highlighted over 26 minutes of over, I can't even tell you. It was 26 minutes of the last 60 years of them predicting a pre-planned attack on the two towers. This is the same media that also reported, friends, that the very next day that they had all the bad guys and they were the Muslims. And now, friends, they're protecting the Muslims as we're being infiltrated by the Muslims and American government. And nobody's attacking the American people more than the American government is since 9/11, right? Well, you can say that is theory when in fact it's not a theory. Just ask the DHS, who was given 72 definitions of what a terrorist is. And guess who they are? They're not the Muslims. They are the American people that love God and love the Constitution and our Republic, Article 4, Section 4. But again, just keep listening to the media, folks. You're all distracted now while your federal and your state governments are alluring illegals into your country, and you're questioning someone that's questioning the narrative. Are you kidding me that they themselves have set once again? There is no truth in the people, friends. I totally understand why America is totally under the judgments of God on so many different levels. They refuse to acknowledge the truth. They hate the truth. They love not the truth. That's why they've been given over to a delusion or to derision by the Lord. It's exactly where they're at today, okay? This is the same media that told you the Dreyfus Affair didn't exist. There was no such thing as the Mafia. MK Ultra was completely fabricated. All these that I'm telling you now, the mainstream media tried to protect the conspirators concerning the crimes that they were committing against the people. Read Jeremiah 11:9. They are also the ones that denied Operation Mockingbird, that the CIA was paying Hollywood and news outlets to basically add in their narrative throughout their feeds and their movies, which completely turned out to be true. They were the ones that denied the Manhattan Project, which completely turned out to be true. They said there's no such thing as asbestos, which completely was a fabricated lie from start to finish. We found out later on it was cancer causing. They denied all of that. Watergate, the Tuskegee syphilis study, Operation Northwoods. They denied the 1990 testimony of Nayara. Folks, the list goes on. This is the media that's now telling you of current events. This is the same media that's giving you the debates. This is the same media that told you 80 million people voted Joe Biden in. This is the same media, friends. You have to understand who's telling you the lies that you're drinking in if you're drinking them in. And what are they doing? They're creating a hero out of the father of the vaccine through this, aren't they? Yep, that's exactly what they're doing. And some might stop me right there and say, well, Bradley, what about this, that, and the other thing? Folks, the blasphemous post that I've seen of equating Donald Trump to Jesus Christ or the angels protecting him from what just took place and throughout and from the past to the present, it's nothing short of blasphemy. It really, truly is. We're talking about the father of the vaccine, who calls himself the father of the vaccine. The guy that tweets out that he is no other president in American history that is more gay than him. He's the gayest president in American history, he tweeted out. All this is right in front of me. This is the guy they're protecting that gave $650 million more to Planned Parenthood to murder American children than that of Barack Hussein Obama. This is the guy that also said he was going to build the wall, but what in fact did he do? Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, comes out and highlights the fact, and praise God they did. They were the only one that did it, but they highlighted the fact that Donald Trump is giving three times more to Muslim organizations in America than that of Barack Obama. Cross-check everything I am telling you. This is also the same guy that the mainstream media is trying to put up as a hero right now. Remember, they're giving him all the attention that he needs right now. But the fact of the matter is, folks, during his first 500 days of his criminal administration, what does he do? He takes 26 governors, sold you as the good guys, the Republicans, and what does he do? He goes out and he signs on to 55 illegal, what they call legislative acts, undermining the Second Amendment, to strip away the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms from the American people. That's Donald Trump. This is the same guy they're trying to defend, the same guy the mainstream media is trying to put up as some heroic figure, just like Stalin, just like Mao Zedong, just like Benito Mussolini, just like Adolf Hitler. Oh, Bradley, we've got too much light. We've got too much understanding. That could never happen here. Really? Really? Therein lies your problem. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall, Americans. For anybody to suggest there's something wrong with a guy laying the facts out to question the same media that has been lying to us for decades, and for you to side with the mainstream media tells us exactly who you are. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, you're a blatant sellout. You are a hypocrite, and you hold the truth in unrighteousness is what you are. For merely questioning the narrative, all these Trump supporters get angry with you. And I could care a less. Hey, you know what? Here it is. These are the people that are saying, see no evil, hear no evil, when it comes to the man that they worship. Acts 12:22. Shame on you. Shame on you. Oh, by the way, isn't this the same said President Donald Trump that basically said he was going to take the kids and basically give them back to the states, which the states never lost the right article, or I'm sorry, the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights when it comes to education. The state has no business, nor does the federal government have any business indoctrinating your kids whatsoever. But isn't it Donald Trump that basically handed over to the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, from Michigan, to basically append the education curriculum to that of the United Nations? Yep, that's him. Yep, that's him. And somehow or another, they're trying to make him a hero. And all of his worshipers are falling right in line. Hook, line, and sinker. And they deserve exactly what they're going to get. We'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man. And most of all, He is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty
Radio
Show.
We're going to be in Cortez, Colorado, this up and coming. Not this week, but the week following. Got an event there. I believe we're going
to
be in southern Minnesota the month after. We're working on that, and we're working on another
event.
I'll give you more details as they transpire on the up and coming days here.
It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference.
We should be up in just a second here again.
Communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page
printed
newspaper.
Oh, my goodness. That was two segments already. I thought we run our first break, guys. Forgive me. Oh, my goodness.
Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift
of
truth in
a
way it'll be received,
got a brand new book
then
out
check
called
out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
All
there's
the prophets
there
are pointing
for
to the front.
In your life.
About a 2.5-hour, 3-hour read.
T-shirts,
here's
coffee
another
mugs,
one that follows Soldier of the
novels,
Cross. This one's available.
More.
Same thing, 2.5-hour
Young or old,
three-hour
you're sure
read.
To find the perfect
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to know who we are, what it is we've done, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Check out our store today, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, I was just highlighting the fact that folks, I was just highlighting the fact that the media that the people are listening to is the media they say they don't believe in. So, you know, either one's telling the truth and the other isn't, you know, but then again, this is why the media knows how to lie better than the American people know how to live and tell the truth. And again, if you want to see what I'm talking about, go on social media platforms right now. You want to talk about political idolatry? You want to talk about a nation that refuses to repent before a just and a holy God? You want to talk about a nation that does not learn the lesson? And this is why I'm reiterating the points right now, friends. The mainstream media told you that counterintelligence programs against activists in the 1960s wasn't happening, when in fact it turned out that's exactly what was happening. Or what about the Iran-Contra affair? Remember that? And they lied about that? And then it came out later that we were lied to once again, folks? Well, is there like some permission slip that our said representatives can go ahead and do whatever they want to do, and then they can lie to us without consequence, and then we just wait for a year or 2 or 3 years, and then all of a sudden we find out that they're lying, and then we find that they're being promoted to a different position, a higher up, in some secure position in government or in the media, and we still refuse to deal with them and bring justice upon them, and then we wonder why we keep getting this regurgitation We wonder why we continuously keep getting attacked by the same people. I mean, it's the sickest thing on the behalf of the American people that I've ever seen. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. How do you help a people that refuse to help themselves? You cannot help them because they don't want to be helped. These are the people that don't believe the media, but they're listening to the mainstream media all day long. And how dare you question their narrative? Here, friends, here, I want you to check this out. And I just want to put this to you in case you haven't heard of it. Because in 1917, there was a guy by the name of Congressman Oscar Calloway who entered a disturbing statement into the congressional record. This is where they found out that J.P. Morgan, a banker, a steel tycoon, and a bully, he hired 12 high-ranking news managers to determine the most influential newspapers in America. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. This was in 1917, not 2024. They've had a lot of practice, friends. They've been controlling the narrative in this country since 1917, for the most part. Okay? When you see that there's 1,100 magazines and 9,000 radio stations that are being bought out, by the way, and 2,400 publishers owned and operated by 6 corporations, you probably want to start thinking a different way. Maybe ask the questions as to why they're attacking people that are actually Christians and actually following the rule of law in this country. I know people don't understand that yet. They don't understand the subversives are being used to overthrow our narrative. They want the conversation to become subversive. Why? Because they want to Europeanize America. Folks, do you not realize these are the same people trying to rearrange a reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in? That's far-fetched. Oh, is it? Is it? Here, let me give this to you so you can hear it for yourself. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Richard Salent, CBS News, he said that in 1914. Is it true what I'm telling you? Absolutely. I didn't say it. They did. Walter Cronkite said news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Here's another one for you. The New York Times is deliberately, on purpose, pitched to the liberal point of view. Who said that? Herman Dismore. 1950 to 1960. Do you think it's changed? They've lied to us for how long? How many decades? And now all of a sudden they're telling us the truth. And for those that just joined us, because I can see there's a lot of people joining us right now, you might want to ask yourself the question as to why is it that the mainstream media only gives camera time and airtime to Donald Trump and to Joe Biden, ignoring the 1,000 other presidential contenders? You might want to ask yourself that question, because if that doesn't answer itself, nothing is going to answer it. They're two wings to the same bird. Hello. The debates bombed. Their ratings were bombing, both Biden and Trump's. I mean, as if to suggest Biden ever had them, right? My goodness, folks. And then all of a sudden, right back to the cameras, right back to the television sets, right on cue. This was a test to see how much and how many people in the United States would actually support him. Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News, we are going to impose our agenda. Listen carefully. I didn't say it. This guy's still chewing the fat. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we deal with. And see what they do, folks, is they take an unlawful agenda and they throw it out there and they try to get people to believe that there's a debate going on when in fact our laws condemn that which they're trying to advocate for. We're a country of laws. We're an empire of laws, not of men, friends. Here, let me give you two more here, okay? Dr. Udo Ulfkott, German editor and journalist. The same people telling you what's going on here today, friends, are the same people Dr. Udo Ulfkott warned us of before he passed mysteriously a year and a half after writing a book covering and exposing the CIA and their involvement with the mainstream media. He said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said, taught to lie, to betray the people and not to tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. A year and a half later, he's dead. after writing a book exposing them. I had Kevin Shipp, former CIA, on the phone with us. We did an interview on Zoom, as a matter of fact, on this show at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I asked them the question. I said, is it true William Casey from the CIA, the former director that they found at the bottom of the lake? Why? Because they didn't need him anymore. That's how the game is played, friends. Don't you understand? They're expendable. See, these people, these bad guys that are working hand in glove with each other, Isaiah 28, verse 18, they don't understand they're expendable. When they don't need him anymore, they get rid of him. They're too ignorant to open their eyes to the obvious here. And you might ask yourself the question, well, why do they lie? I want to tell you why these bad guys lie. I want to tell you why the media lies. I want to tell you why the politicians lie. You want to know why? Because they know the truth. That's why. They know the truth. And when the people sit back and allow them to continue on their lies, in their lies, all the while knowing their lies, guess what creates a war? The lie. What's the first casualty in war? Truth. Hey, folks, if you want peace, get back to the rule of law. If you want war, keep letting them do what they're doing, because that's where they're bringing you. William Casey said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. It's exactly where the American people are right now. It's exactly where they're at. And I'm sorry. Hey, folks, I love America more than most of you out there. I can guarantee you that, because I'm willing to fight for it. And I'm not going to just give it a pass and watch the truth fall in the street. Isaiah 59, I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to hold it up. And I'm going to hold it up and I'm going to let it go like a lion. And I'm going to let it defend itself, because it's going to come back around where someone's going to come back and say, you know, when you said that, that was exactly true. I know. How do I know that? Because I'm holding to the word of God. I'm not holding to opinion. Hey, folks, you need to shut the TV off. You want to know why? Because when you're in the Word of God, the Lord gives you a filter to see things differently. It's called an anointing, Isaiah 10:27. And if you don't want to stick to the Word so you can understand what's going on right now, or even study history just a little bit, even going back to our forefathers, you're going to get a cupful, and that's all you're going to need to drink to understand what's going on again today. You're being laughed at, Americans. You're simply being laughed at. Now, I started the show today highlighting something a woman said to me, saying that it was preposterous for me to even question the narrative as to what's going on. I, folks, I'm not making it up. I am not making it up. And I said back to her, maybe the mainstream media that you don't believe in is now somehow telling you the truth. Really, people? The last thing any American should do, I said to her, is to question the same media that has been lying to you for decades. I said, are you kidding me? You know what's sad about it? She wasn't kidding me. No, she wasn't kidding me at all. You guys all know who the false prophet is, Mark Taylor? Yeah, he put out something really blasphemous. And he posted it, and right when I seen it, I said the false prophet, who refuses to return my call to get on the show, by the way. I'm telling you, he's controlled opposition. And I'm also telling you, Alex Jones is controlled opposition. I am telling you, he is controlled opposition. I do a search usually every day concerning what's going on here. And it's interesting, Alex Jones is highlighting the response to the failed assassination attempt of President Donald Trump. Huh, isn't that interesting? Oh, Alex, you know, it's also interesting, folks, and there's some more information I'd like to divulge to you, but it's interesting, ever since he met Donald Trump, he quit talking to certain groups of people within his own circle, even people that got him started. He's a cutthroat. And also, pay attention to the fact that, friends, Alex Jones, while he was allegedly being sued, which he probably was, for his Sandy Hook commentaries. It's interesting that the world, right after he was being sued, all of a sudden all these worldlings came out of the woodwork and they started having him on their shows. Hey, doesn't the Bible say the world will love its own? Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, he was on one show talking about the reason he wasn't getting involved in religion. No, because he doesn't want to show the world how much of a hypocrite he is. That's why. But one of the things that Alex Jones highlighted, oh, and by the way, bring him on, okay? That's all I'm saying is bring the boy on. He also came out and he talked about the globalists in the deep state as desperate as to kill Donald Trump. Really? Really, Alex? Wow, that's amazing that you would say that, Alex. I mean, for anybody to know anything, at least that's how you sell yourself to your listeners, you would think you'd have a little more common sense to understand that there is no such thing as a deep state. We'll be right back after this break.
We're welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny.
That's right.
Holding the ground.
Nathan Bedford Forrest, you're exactly right. That's exactly what they did to him. That's right.
At the Sons
he was
of Liberty,
he was opening his mouth and he was getting too cocky. You're exactly right.
Our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you.
So this is what needs to happen, folks.
Positive impact.
What needs to happen is people just need to slow their roll and consider the source. That's what they need to do
today to consider becoming.
And when you consider the source, everything's going to make sense. The devil's not telling you the truth this time,
or
folks.
At sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Schiff, former CIA.
You guys need to start talking. You need to start communicating with each other across the country. There's enough people online right now to do just that. Take the show, share the show, let people see what's going on, okay? Because not everybody's drinking this in, believe me.
Become a son or daughter of liberty.
I'm going to come right back to a quote from former military.
Since October 7th.
And then we're going to get to some of these questions really quick. If you're a new listener or a viewer,
from all sides, and with global anti-Semitism
on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, folks, we're working on lines right now. Genesis Communication Networks, we were with them for like 15 years. About a month and a half ago, they went under, and then we were picked up by BBSRadio.com. So these guys over at BBS are second to none. They're workers. They've been doers of the word. And in the process, we're getting phone lines set up so we are back to normal. And then some. We're raising the level of expectation by raising the bar
to honor Israel.
So check us out. If you're new, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've been doing for the last 25 years. As well, friends, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there every day as well from contributors that are actually in the fight. Okay?
Israel voice in America.
We should be back up in just a second here, and I want to start off with an ex-military quote.
Award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades.
Yeah, Tim put an article out there this morning, guys, or yesterday. Terrible acting.
It's young people.
Trump allegedly shot. Trump picks up his gun confiscation mantra in 3-2-1 video.
Our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
And for those that don't think that you are supporting the one destroying your country, again, you might want to pay attention to history. Tim Brown did an article here this morning, terrible acting, Trump allegedly shot, Trump picks up his gun, confiscation mantra, 3-2-1. It's exactly what he did after the shooting that took place in Florida. What was that, 6-7 years ago now? And the first thing he did is he said, just go ahead and take the guns. And then due process. Remember when he said this? That's exactly what he's... Folks, he's taking orders just like the other puppeteers are. When are you going to wake up? Two wings to the same bird. Let's get over to this. Former military just posted, I want you to see it, lest you think I'm putting words into somebody's mouth, which I'm not. Ex-military, he says, I have to wonder if this thing wasn't staged. He said, when Secret Service went to move him to safety, they paused for him, head completely exposed, to fist pump and say fight three times to the camera. This, he said, there is zero chance Secret Service pauses for that unless it was scripted, especially leaving his head exposed. This simply would not happen in a real scenario. You know, it's also interesting, and I've warned you about Dan Bongino, too. He's former Secret Service. He worked for the Treasury Department as well, okay? He wasn't given the job to take none other than Rush Limbaugh's place because he wasn't a part of the establishment that you're all complaining about. He might say things that are good, but the fact of the matter is he is controlled opposition. He's the one that's been telling you they're going to try to kill Trump. They're going to try to kill Trump. Well, if that was true, do you think that Secret Service would not be on guard all the more? No, folks, it's all pre-planned, like so many other things, like the two towers falling. I just told you during the first segment, folks, 26 minutes of 60 years of them forecasting the two towers falling. And by the way, I played a video for you with a woman that went through it, and it was all evidence of the Rockefellers and how they forecasted all of this stuff. I mean, folks, you had 9/11 on your phone to call as an emergency before 9/11, right? I mean, the list goes on. And on the magazine showing the two towers fall and them predicting it and having the clock at 9/11, they're all a part of the same devilish cult. And they're all going to go where sinners go. And it's interesting that they think they have the technology today to do what they haven't had in the past, to go ahead and do it now. And that is to try to create a world without the Lord is never going to happen. It's never going to happen. I just want to say it again. It's never going to happen. And I know that stirs up hell, but you know what? I praise God my Father has already thrown him exactly where he belongs. Let it stir up hell. Let it stir up the hell on this earth, friends. That's what we're called to do. If we want to change the future, then we're going to have to trouble the present in righteousness. And that's what we're called to do as the church, as Christians, friends. I'm tired of men tucking tail and just going along with the narrative because it's the thing to do. They want to save their reputations when, in fact, they're losing their reputations. They just don't stick around long enough to figure out everybody's seeing right through their hypocrisies or sees right through them. Okay, so let's get over to this because I want you to see this, okay? This is none other than Health Impact News. Now, I've seen a lot of his stuff over there. It's been very good. And this one seems to be on spot as well, on target as well, concerning what needs to be, you know, questioned here. Instead of everybody just drinking in the Kool-Aid that the mainstream media is throwing to them, how many times, you know what, here, as a matter of fact, this guy said at the very end, the ex-military guy said, all the world is a stage, he said, and the actors all play their parts. They are temporarily, okay, Ecclesiastes 8:11, evaluate from a perspective of critical thinking because he says the narrative often falls apart quickly. Yep, we're now in that stage where people are beginning to question as to what's going on here. I want to show a video to you really quick, and this is a guy that said, so they were already pointing their rifles at the shooter, the alleged shooter, right, and didn't see him getting into position, big question mark, but then eliminated him with seconds after he fired. Hey, folks, anybody paying attention? People are saying it seems a little too prescripted for me, friends. You tell me. Here's the snipers on stage aiming at the shooter. This is before the alleged shooting or shooter went off. Okay, so they were aiming at the shooter for seconds, like 6 seconds before, and then on cue, Donald Trump's looking up at him, by the way, and it's interesting, all of a sudden he hears it, and then he bends down, and then what does he do? Then he grabs his ear, and then all of a sudden we see something that looks like, and if it is not, blood, okay? Again, I'm trying to stay neutral on this by giving you the facts from the past because I want you to understand the devil's not telling you the truth this time around. That's all I'm trying to get you to think about. That's all I'm trying to get you to do. And we're going to know in the up and coming days as to who profits from all of this, friends. You know, that's another thing. People are talking about how Donald Trump and his family have given up so much. He didn't even take his $400,000 salary from the president. Nope, he's been making his millions, literally tens, and let me keep going, hundreds of millions of dollars off his followers and his worshipers that are not paying attention to the fact that he's making all of that money online so he can become the next president of the United States of America. I thought he said he's been given so much. I'm trying to find that. I can't see that. And then there's a lot of people out there that are awake. So let me be an encouragement there with you for a moment, if you don't mind. Okay, so let's go to this. Things that don't add up and many questions still unanswered in this alleged shooting that took place, okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get down to the bottom, and I want to start asking the questions. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, also sonsoflibertyradio.com, and before it's news.com, do keep in mind, friends, they had their lone wolf shooter. They always need a lone wolf shooter. Now, I want to stop right there because I want you to remember rightly back in April 20th, 1999, Adolf Hitler's birthday, P.S., posted script. It's interesting that Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris allegedly both committed suicide inside of the library where they shot kids. Nobody can deny the fact that they shot kids, but I can tell you this, that there was over 100 eyewitnesses, even victims, that said that Eric and Dylan were not the ones that shot at me or shot me, okay? But here, another one. It's all set. Folks, case closed. This is how they operate. This is what they want. It's the same thing they did with Oswald. That's why they always want their... Remember the Mandalay Bay shooting? You talk to people in Las Vegas, they'll tell you that there's no way that that guy did that by himself. I mean, folks, you got to ask questions. Common sense questions. And did you know that the guy that was responsible for the investigation in Las Vegas was also the same guy that was moved from Las Vegas to Maui before those things took place over the last, what, year and a half? See, you got to pay attention to the players, folks. You're going to see the fingerprints. They're following closely behind in close pursuit concerning their crimes. Oh, what a bad place to be. What a bad, bad place to be. They're blaming a kid by the name of Thomas Matthew Crooks, 20 years old, a shooter. Then what do we have here? The first question I have, said the author of Health Impact News, Brian Shilhavy is his name. He said, as I have, is why did they allegedly shoot the alleged shooter after Trump was shot as being reported and not before? It sounds like when the buildings were falling on September 11th, did you know that they were reporting in other countries that buildings were fallen that didn't fall here yet in America? So you got to pay attention, folks. The video clearly shows them having their sights on something that they then shoot at, the video that I just showed you. And to my ears and eyes, I hear the first shots being fired at the same time that their guns recoil from shooting. But if they had already had the alleged shooter in their sights, why did they wait? He said, not only have I not seen anyone answer this question, I have not even found anyone else asking this question. I want to make clear again. I want you to understand I am putting questions, okay, to what's taking place because more information is coming out, exposing it for what it just may be here once again, okay? Things that don't add up and many questions still unanswered. Let's go to the second question. Brian says, my second question is why the graphic image of an alleged dead Thomas Matthew Crooks that was all over the media yesterday now disappearing? Why? The one I put up above on the left is the only one I could still find today. It's on Health Impact News. Again, share these videos, please. Okay, let's go on to the next one. My next questions are also questions that I have not seen anyone else asking. My goodness, folks, we're running out of time. This one is, why is the image being scrubbed from the internet? Because most of the blood on his face is very clearly dried blood, suggesting that he'd already been dead for quite some time before. It's absolutely true. Absolutely true. See, this guy's thinking, folks. He said, why is this dry blood? Folks, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and end the show, but I'm going to keep going here. I want to get to more of this information here for you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, hold up with me.